Welcome to the Merge Sort AI Digest, your daily AI news roundup. We've got a packed show today, Jane, with some really significant developments across the AI landscape.
It certainly is, Paul. We're seeing major shifts and some groundbreaking news, especially from OpenAI and the competitive landscape. It's never a dull day in AI.
Absolutely. Let's dive right in with our top story. OpenAI has officially launched GPT 5.6 Sol. This comes amid executive shakeups and intense industry competition.
That's right, Paul. They've also reset ChatGPT work and Codex rate limits twice, which is a clear move to encourage more developer testing and usage. It shows they're really pushing for adoption.
And it seems they're trying to reassure everyone that Codex isn't going anywhere, despite some earlier concerns. Romaine Hewitt clarified that it's not being deprecated, which is good news for many developers.
It is, and it's a smart move to maintain confidence in their ecosystem. But speaking of competition and legal battles, Paul, the next big story is Apple suing OpenAI and some former executives.
Yes, this is a huge one, Jane. Apple is alleging a coordinated campaign to steal hardware trade secrets. This discovery could force both companies to publish internal emails, which would be fascinating.
It absolutely would. This kind of legal action really highlights the high stakes in the AI hardware space and the lengths companies will go to protect their innovations. It's a sign of how valuable these secrets are.
Moving on, Anthropic has integrated an in-app sandboxed browser into Claude Code. This sounds like a significant upgrade for developers, doesn't it?
It really does, Paul. This allows Claude Code to interact with external documentation and websites directly, which is a game changer for research and development. The ability to persist browser sessions is also a big win.
Now for a more sobering report, Jane. A Cambridge study reveals that terrorist groups are using AI for attack planning and even weapon building.
This is incredibly concerning, Paul. The study found groups like Boko Haram using models like ChatGPT, Claude, Gemini, and DeepSeek. It underscores the urgent need for responsible AI development and stringent safeguards.
It certainly does. On a completely different note, GPT 5.6 Sol Ultra just solved the 50-year-old cycle double cover conjecture in under an hour.
That's truly astonishing, Paul. Coordinating 64 subagents to generate such a complex mathematical proof is a massive leap forward for AI and scientific discovery. It shows the incredible problem-solving power these models are achieving.
And on the more concerning side of things, we heard about AI investor Matt Schumer's Mac files being accidentally deleted by an AI agent using GPT 5.6 Sol. Talk about a cautionary tale.
Oh, that's a nightmare, Paul. Expanding the home variable in an RM command is a classic mistake, but having an AI agent do it automatically is a new level of scary. Good thing he caught it manually.
Indeed. Finally, let's touch on the competitive landscape. Perplexity CEO reports that xAI's Grok 4.5 reportedly outperforms Claude Opus 4.8 on an internal benchmark, and at half the cost.
That's huge news, Paul, especially the cost efficiency aspect. It signals a rapidly evolving race for performance and affordability among these leading models. The competition is really heating up.
It absolutely is, Jane. That's all the time we have for today's Merge Sort AI Digest. Thank you for joining us, Jane, and thank you to all our listeners.
My pleasure, Paul. Always great to be here. We'll be back tomorrow with more of the latest in AI news. Until then, have a great day. We'll be back tomorrow with more of the latest in AI news. Until then, have a great day.